building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The leader of a top firefighters union is blasting President Trump over his threats to stop sending federal funding to fight forest fires in California. Harold Schaeferger of the International Association of Firefighters releasing a statement yesterday that calls the president's move, quote, yet another unimaginable attack on the dedicated professionals who put everything on the line. Earlier, the president tweeted the California fires would have never happened if its forests were managed properly, and he says he's ordered FEMA to send no more money until they change their policies. Three people are dead after a boat featured on the Discovery Channel show Deadliest Catch Dungeon Cove capsized off the Oregon coast. The Mary B. 2 had requested an escort from the Coast Guard because of high seas on Tuesday night, but a few minutes later, the boat flipped over. None of the three crew members at the time had ever been featured on that show. Astronomers in Canada picking up repeating radio waves from deep space. A study in the journal Nature says the mysterious waves were discovered over the summer on a radio telescope in British Columbia. They're called fast radio bursts. It's only the second time in history they've been discovered in deep space, as most experts believe the repeating radio bursts are generated by powerful astrophysical phenomena like black holes or neutron stars, though some experts suggest they could be evidence of advanced alien life. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Show.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
On today's program, I'll be talking about things you should consider if you plan on relocating your business. I'll talk about how you can slow employee turnover rates and keep your best talent working for you. I'll talk about how recruiters are facing a tight labor market and a new phenomenon in employment called ghosting. It's Thursday, January 10th, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. As always, before we do that, time to check the weather. It's currently 32 degrees at 12:05. The forecast shows that today it'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high of 35 and a low of 20. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 31 and a low of 17. For Saturday, it'll be cloudy with a high of 32 and a chance of snow Saturday night with a low of 24 degrees. And for Sunday, we're going to have cloudy skies, a few flurries around, or snow showers possible, and a high of 32 and a low of 17. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 26.91 to 23,902.96. The NASDAQ down 0.04 to 6957.03. S&P 500 is down 0.55 to 2585.51. Oil is down 10 cents to $52.26 per barrel. Gold down $2.60 to $1,289.40 an ounce. All right. Well, once again, I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Taking Care of Business. Always glad to get together with you every Thursday at this time as we talk about issues that affect business. Sometimes it can come in a number of different forms. It can come in giving you tips on how to make more sales, how to provide better customer service, you know, and of course, if you ever have suggestions on topics that you want me to talk about, research, provide you with some tips and tricks on how to do these things better within your business, and by all means, send me an email at trophyjim@yahoo.com. If you're listening to the program, then chances are you are near a computer, and we would ask that you open up a new URL, go to facebook.com, and search the program for our show's Facebook page called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Like and follow that page, because we do give updates usually midweek on either topics I'll be talking about every Thursday. If there's something important that is affecting business that I think you need to know about, we'll do it. We'll put it there first. And it's funny because a lot of businesses have told me that they have found out things that affect their business on our page, on the show's page, before they hear about it from their accountant or anything else. Like when the sales taxes changed, when the new sick pay laws came into effect back in October, many businesses said they found it here before they could get any information from their trusted professionals, accountants, lawyers, or from the state itself. So by all means, like that page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, and then like and follow us so you can get updates midweek. We don't do a lot of blasting on that page. It's usually, you know, if it's important or something show-related, that's when you'll hear from it. At this time in the program, we always have what we call the business quote of the week. And the business quote is brought to you by Crown Trophy of Flemington, and it usually features a quote that it may be from a business icon, it could be from a religious leader, spiritual leader, could be from a former athlete, a current athlete. You know, you never know where the quote's going to come from, but I always like to bring that out in the hopes that it will help motivate you in your business. A number of different ways this can happen, whether it's talking about adversity or something like that. But today's quote is coming to us from former NFL coach Dick Vermeil. Vermeil was the former head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, the St. Louis Rams, and the Kansas City Chiefs. He took teams like the Eagles, who were woefully inept for the 14 years prior to him arriving, and turned them into Super Bowl contenders. He brought the Rams to the Super Bowl and won, and with the Chiefs, turned around again, a fledgling organization, and turned it into a contender. And I was watching the television program called A Football Life on the NFL Network, where they did a one-hour special on Vermeil, which kind of talked about his college coaching days, his pro coaching days, his current life as a winery owner. And he said, his quote is, "The harder you work, the better you get." And I think that that applies across the board any business. You know, the harder you work, the better you get. The caveat to that quote, if you watch the program, A Football Life, was that sometimes he was working himself practically to death. That's why he retired from the Philadelphia Eagles and stayed away from coaching for 14 years, because he knew he was getting the most out of his players. He just didn't feel he was getting enough out of himself. And he would actually sleep in his office at Veterans Stadium four nights a week as he reviewed film. It almost became like a second home for him, his family. If you watch the movie Invincible, the Vince Papale story, would actually visit him and bring dinner to the stadium. That's where he would see his family most often. So, again, the quote of the week from Dick Vermeil, "The harder you work, the better you get." I think that's a great phrase. And sometimes if you're feeling like in business or in your business that, you know, you're at a certain level, you wish you could get better, well, then maybe you just have to look within and work a little bit harder. On last week's program, we were talking about planning for 2019. I kind of went into it a little bit. I didn't go into the great detail that I wanted to, but it was just to recap, because a lot of people who have listened to the stream or watched the Facebook Live video said that they really enjoyed that part of the program. But again, you want to have goals, but they have to be specific and measurable. It's not enough to say I want to grow my business this year. You have to have an idea of what that means. So if you want to grow your business by $50,000 in sales, if you want to increase your profit margin, if you want to grow your business by 3%, 4%, 10%, whatever the case may be, make it specific, make it measurable, and have a timeline attached to it. So the example that I gave last week was, if you say you want to grow your business by 10%, and you get to the end of March, the first quarter, and you look and you say, well, we're up 2.5%. Well, 2.5 times four quarters, that would put you at 10%. But you have to keep aware of your numbers. You know, there's an old expression in business, know your numbers. It's never more applicable than it is in small business. You have to know your numbers. Where are your sales compared to last year? Where are your sales this week compared to this time last year? Many businesses will do it almost on a daily basis. I don't know that you have to dig that deep into the minutiae, but you have to understand that if you, let's say you did 40,000 in sales this day last year, and then today you only do 4,000 in sales. Well, you're, you know, 90% behind. What caused that? Is it that you just haven't received the recurring order this year? Is it that that order was a one-time deal? It's never coming back, like a 100th anniversary? So you want to make sure that you're forecasting out, but also somewhat looking back. Goals have to be specific, measurable, and with a timeline. Now, if you got to the second quarter, June 30th, and you found that instead of growing another 2.5%, which would keep you on track, you actually fell back 2.5%, then you were now, you know, at zero growth for the year. And that means you got more work to do in the third and fourth quarter. So, again, keeping track of your numbers, knowing your sales numbers, not just saying, hey, we had enough to keep the lights on today, but knowing how you're tracking and how you're performing for the year is key. So keep an eye. Most people have accounting software programs like QuickBooks. If you don't, have your accountant call you weekly and give you a kind of like a financial health update on your business so that you know where you're at. We talked about marketing last week and the importance of having a marketing plan for 2019, which should have already been done. It's not too late yet. I talked about seasonal marketing. So if you were going to do, like, car dealerships might have a Martin Luther King Jr. sale. If you were going to have a Valentine's Day sale, if you're going to have a President's Day sale, a sale somehow related to St. Patrick's Day, right there you have four different events in the fourth quarter. Then you have Memorial Day, you have July 4th. You know, so there's every month almost has a holiday. Take advantage of that. Market around that. Pick and choose if you have to. But your marketing, as far as how often you're going to contact your customers, whether or not you're going to advertise in newspaper, radio, magazines, whatever your marketing is, whatever your marketing budget is. Some say you should use up to almost 20% of your income on marketing. Make sure that you're doing it. People have to know the three W's about your business: who you are, where you are, and what you do. So make sure that they do. Don't assume because you have a marquee on the highway that they know, you know, what you do and that you're there. It's very easy to be forgotten, and people are being bombarded by advertising every day. Go home and watch TV tonight, watch the evening news, watch a couple of programs, and count how many ads you actually see. And then I would challenge you tomorrow, and not even so much tomorrow. We did this exercise in college where we were told to watch an episode of Hill Street Blues. So 20 or 30 people in the classroom were all watching an episode of Hill Street Blues, figuring we're going to be talking about the programming content the next day. And the professor, Rick Terry, came in and he said, okay, what was the third commercial in the first commercial break? And we all just looked dumbfounded. We had no idea. We weren't paying attention to the commercials. We were paying attention to the program. Shame on us, since this was a TV and radio advertising sales class, that we were watching the program and not the ads. But it just drove home the point of how important the constant messaging is. If we couldn't remember what the third commercial was in the first commercial break, how would we expect that our potential customers would know who we are, where we are, and what we do. Talked about creating your email database, email marketing, grow your network by at least 500 new emails per year. In 3 years, that would equal 1,500 new contacts. If you converted 10%, that would equal 150 new customers. And then finally, how do you do all that? It's simple. You use my E&E principle, which is called effort and execution. You have to put in the effort, and you have to execute. And as Dick Vermeil said, the harder you work, the better you get.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, Big C here doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at 2.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I'm Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join me as we get together every week at this time for another edition of Taking Care of Business, the program that talks about issues affecting businesses large and small, both here in Flemington and on the national scene as well. So last week, the program was dedicated more to kind of defibrillating your business into 2019, setting goals and getting ready to take on 2019. And a lot of times as people wind down a year, the complaint I get most often is, man, I'm tired. I've been working so hard, you know, running around during the Christmas season, visiting family, friends. I'm just so tired. And then all of a sudden the new year starts and you're not quite in shape physically and mentally for it. You know, if you're physically tired, you know, you kind of go to the office and go through the motions. And literally what I want to have happen is I want you to come out of the blocks running and be ready to go for the new year. Now, that's if I'm talking to business owners. But what about your employees? They go through the same exact thing. They're busy running around. They've got to shop for presents for their kids and their family. And what are we going to get mom and things like that? And, you know, stress of hosting events or of going to different holiday parties and things like that. And same thing. There's a little bit of a burnout going on. There's a little bit of a, oh boy, you know, back to the office. It's 2019. It's a new year. So one of the things that has been happening, and you see it a lot on the news every Friday, is if you look at the jobs report, you know, in December, the nation added 310,000 jobs, way above the expectations of about 154,000 that were projected. But now the unemployment rate is so low that you have to hold on to your employees, and especially the good employees. So how can you slow turnover and keep your best talent? So hiring and retaining talented employees obviously is an essential part of any company's growth and profitability. Even so, it's safe to say that many companies don't know where to find such talent, how to get them to join their companies, and how to keep them from leaving once they do join, or how to retain the good employees that they currently have. So competition for the best in any field is fierce, and it's only gotten worse over the last several years. So here's a couple ideas on how you can help bring on board and retain the stars you need for the success of your business. We'll talk about the hiring process, and there's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things, and the first is to do it right. So number one, you want to leverage the power of diversity. Diversity hiring is a rising trend in recruitment. A diverse workforce can help lead to stronger financial performance and greater innovation. What's more, employee diversity is more reflective of the wide range of diversity in the customer demographic. So a diverse workforce may strengthen customer relations and help retain your customers. And while diversity recruitment may focus primarily on gender and racial or ethnic talent, diversity also includes sexual orientation, gender identity, and potential untapped talent among the disabled and veteran population. Let's also not forget age diversity, which can be a valuable help with the baby boomer customer population. Smart companies widen the net to capture the hidden talent in the wide diversity of candidates. To catch the best in the large pool of diversity, consider using recruitment services such as ZipRecruiter, which is a U.S.-based online employment marketplace that uses AI to connect employees or employers to job candidates with the right skills and or experience in a matter of hours. You want to take advantage of social media as a recruitment tool. To get more exposure to the largest number of top talent, consider going where they are. Many people have more than one social media account, but it can be time-consuming to post jobs on each of the social media outlets. Few companies make this process seamless through their social media network integration. You can post one job, link it to a Hootsuite account, and then post it to all of your social media platforms at once. Don't be shy about using Facebook. Even if you just do a graphic on Instagram, we're hiring, call here, and what the position might be. LinkedIn is a tremendous tool in the recruitment field right now, so don't be shy about using all of your social media accounts to find the top talent. And you also want to manage your first impressions. Now, first impressions are key in any encounter, whether it's personal or professional. And the same will apply to interviews. A 2016 survey of 1,031 U.S. office-based employees conducted by software company Mattersight Corporation explored the role that first impressions played in the hiring process. The study reports that 80% of respondents said that all things being equal, they would choose one job over another based on the personal connections formed during the interview process. Now, you may lose the opportunity to bring on board a top performer by not carefully selecting who does the initial screening. In busy companies, the first screening contact may be the job of a junior-level employee in human resources. The person may go through rote questions and not have the depth of experience to manage the personal or emotional aspects of the interaction. So choose carefully among your interviewing staff to select the persons who know how to create rapport. These are the team members who are most likely to start building an emotional bridge to connect with desired candidates during the interview process. I heard a story last night of a woman that I've been friends with for about 30 years. She had taken a retirement package from her previous company and decided it was time to just slow down and retire. And she got bored. So now she's back to interviewing with various companies, and she was in an interview with a gentleman. He had a pretty good reputation within the industry. The company had a good reputation, and yet throughout the entire interview, sitting in his office, he had two cell phones on his desk, and the whole time that she was answering questions, he'd be either texting or doing something on the phones and not focusing on her. If you're going to bring somebody in for an interview, get the phones off the desk, put the phone on the desk phone on do not disturb, and focus on the individual. That's how you're going to create that rapport and show them that they're important to you and what they're saying is important to you. If I was her on the other end of the phone, on the other end of the interview, you can bet I would have either walked out or asked the gentleman to please put away his phone so that he could focus on what, I was talking about. Now, after you hire somebody, the key element there is how do you retain them? So you got to do this right as well. So you want to provide employees with opportunities to gain new experiences. Highly talented employees became that way by honing their talents and keeping their skills up to date. These A-list players look for new experiences and challenges to grow their skills and to build excellence. They certainly didn't become highly talented by staying stagnant and doing the same old task. So if you snag one of these top performers, it may be essential to give them greater opportunities to grow within your company rather than see them leave for greater opportunities outside the company. There are many ways to do this, through on-the-job education, exposure to up-to-date technology, external education opportunities, working on different task forces or projects that help expand their skills, helping other departments within the company, promotions, continuing exposure to great challenges, and coaching and mentoring. It also means making it easy and open for top performers to network with the general managers and higher-ups in the organization and not be hemmed in by line managers. And then also, you want to allow flexibility in their work schedule. The way we used to work, burning the candle at both ends, may no longer be attractive to most employees today. For one thing, the ever-increasing number of millennials entering the workforce may resist a workaholic culture. To retain your best employees, pay attention to work-life balance issues. Flexibility can be a game changer. Instead of a rigid, conventional work schedule, wherever it's feasible, allow employees to work remotely from home or to come in early, leave early so that they can be home when their children come home from school. And so by offering flexible hours, part-time work or contract and project-based work, these are all ways that you can still attract top talent and give them the flexibility to run their personal lives. Being flexible can help your most valued employees improve their well-being and enjoy their work and personal lifestyle. This may well be a surefire recipe for employee retention down the road. And obviously, you want to show your appreciation for talent. Now, you may view top players as people who are intrinsically motivated and don't need praise. Thinking along those lines may result in your top guns feeling unappreciated over the long run and looking elsewhere. Now, while glib, perfunctory praise may not work well with this group, or any group for that matter, thoughtful appreciation can go a long way in letting these employees know how valued they are and how you care about continuing to have them on your team. One way to do this is, for example, to focus on an aspect of their contributions that was particularly helpful and comment on it by asking them questions on their thinking process and on what sparked their ideas. This intellectual curiosity about their talents and approaches helps cement relationships and can provide motivating fuel for a long time. Employees today have many options. To be successful and beat the competition in attracting these most qualified candidates, businesses need to keep up with the rapidly evolving recruitment solutions. Retention practices also need to be spruced up. And chances are your competitors may already be doing this, so don't be left behind. So I found that to be a very interesting article. And, you know, I was a recruiter before I owned Crown Trophy. And so one of the things that, at the time, I want to say it might have been 8% unemployment. Not that we had a glut of qualified candidates, but there was more candidates to work with. Sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing. Now, with such a tight labor market, it's going to be harder and harder to pry people away from their companies. If the average tenure in a company is 2.5 to 3 years, you've really got to make sure that your offer from your client is going to be attractive enough to the candidate, because otherwise, what is their motivation to move? We're going to step away for a minute. I want to stay on the recruiting topic for just a minute and talk about the tight labor market and a new phenomenon that's happening in employment called ghosting. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency.
That's President Trump as he was speaking to reporters while leaving the White House, now in flight on his way to the U.S.-Mexican border to highlight the need for more border security. And as for declaring a national emergency, the president went on to say,
I haven't done it yet. I may do it. If this doesn't work out, probably I will do it. I would almost say definitely.
Back at the White House, federal workers are rallying there across from it as the partial government shutdown nears 3 weeks. About 800,000 federal workers furloughed or still working without pay. At least one person's been detained for questioning in connection with the fatal shooting of a Shreveport, Louisiana police officer last night. Officer Shateri Payne was walking to work when she was killed. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the host of Taking Care of Business every week. And wanted to touch base on another topic. Before the break, we were talking about retaining employees. We were talking about how to hire good employees. And when that happens, whether you're working in the human resources department at your office or whether you're working through a recruiter, right now recruiters are facing a tight labor market. And it's an uphill battle in today's labor market, which is the tightest it's been since 1969. Some report being stood up, kept waiting and bullied. According to the Wall Street Journal, the costs are real too. One recruiter told the Journal he lost out on $9,000 in commissions when three people failed to show up for work on their first day. Now, while candidates may have the upper hand, recruiters caution that there may come a day when the shoe is on the other foot. Their calls go unanswered, their emails get ignored, they are stood up for appointments, and they are regularly ridiculed online. Now, once overrun with resumes, able to pick and choose among hundreds of applicants, recruiters these days find themselves in the midst of a role reversal. With the unemployment rate the lowest in nearly half a century, applicants have the upper hand, and they know it. It's what we call a candidate-driven market. Recruiters say their jobs are tougher and more frustrating. And to cope, some managers have begun sending recruiters home in the middle of the day, knowing they've had enough. One industry veteran has a warning, too. We could go into a recession, she says, and applicants will start begging for new jobs. Now, in a candidate-driven market, if you are ghosted, evaluate your current candidate experience because it is highly competitive right now, and candidates are not here for a terrible experience in this market. Candidates and recruiters can both do better and be more respectful of each other's time. And it's awful for candidates to ghost companies, but it's also just as hard to never hear back from recruiters. It's two-way communications. Now, key word here from Aretha Franklin is respect. Always treat people with common courtesy and respect. Even if you're not interested in a job and find emails and calls annoying, just remember that one day you may be looking for a job again and have to connect with a recruiter. It is just important for recruiters to relay the same level of respect to candidates, their time, and their goals. The bottom line is respect and courtesy have to go all the way around. I remember when I was a recruiter, we had a phrase called kicking tires where candidates would tell us they were definitely interested, they wanted the job, you know, you can start printing my business cards. And then once you got them the offer, which was very attractive, they would just say, no thanks, I don't think I'm going to take the job. And what they would do is they would go to their boss and tell them that they had interviewed, they got a job offer, and then usually the company would match it. I had a policy where I wouldn't work with those candidates again because I didn't want to, you know, waste my time. And it's the same thing now. You know, if you're the candidate or a prospective candidate, hear the recruiter out, politely decline, tell them to keep you interested in appointments, you know, in the future, but that right now you're not ready to make a move, and give them a timeline. I may not be ready to move for 6 months or a year. I'm working on a special project or things are going good, but show that common respect. Now, what is ghosting? I said that term earlier in this story. Ghosting at work is now big enough that it's caught the Fed's attention. The new beige book from the Federal Reserve Bank contains some millennial slang to describe a rising trend in the workplace, which is called ghosting. The mention in the Fed publication, more formally known as the Summary of Commentary on Current Economic Conditions by Federal Reserve District, also comes with a helpful definition. A number of contacts said that they had been ghosted, a situation in which a worker stops coming to work without notice and then is impossible to contact, the Summary of Conditions in Chicago notes. Until recently, ghosting was almost exclusively used to refer to one person disappearing from a romantic relationship or date, whether in an online app or after a few face-to-face dates. The idea is that by disappearing, Both parties are spared the awkward conversation about at least one half's lack of interest. It's often seen as no big deal and not considered terribly rude unless the couple has spent a substantial amount of time with each other. Quartz at Work reported on the words drift into the workplace earlier this year, but the appearance in the Fed's Beige Book this week marks a new milestone. Ghosting at work has officially arrived. Employers should know that it can happen at any time, after a job interview, after a hiring, or even after someone has started on the job. In a perverse way, it's a positive sign of a strong economy and a strong labor market. The unemployment rate has been hovering below 4% for several months. It's been nearly 50 years since the last time it was this low. And as the Fed Beige Book entry from Chicago notes, as they have for some time, contacts indicated that the labor market was tight and that they had difficulty filling positions at all skill levels. To produce the Beige Book, which is published 8 times per year, Fed economists collect and summarize notes from the country's regional Federal Reserve banks. They share the buzz they're hearing from branch directors and observations from interviews with key business contacts, economists, market experts, and other sources. As the central bank's website explains, the report is so named because the cover of the print edition comes in the dull shade. Now, solid data on ghosting has yet to materialize, but anecdotal reports suggest that it's happening in various categories of jobs. It's becoming more common not only at restaurants and hotels, where you'd expect a high turnover rate, but also in offices. An executive from Robert Half, who's a global staffing firm, told the Washington Post that its recruiters have seen a 10 to 20% increase in ghosting just in 2018. So, again, it comes down to, and there's a number of variables as to why somebody would ghost a position. So let's say a person starts a job on Monday, and then on Thursday they just don't come back from lunch or something like that, or they don't show up at all, and you can't reach them on their cell phone. They're not answering emails. They don't even ask for the pay for the time that they put in. Number of variables could happen here. They could have been waiting for another offer with another company. It was their dream job, and they left. Or it could just be that they don't like the work that your company is performing. We talked about culture in an earlier story today. It's the same thing. If they don't like where they're at, the candidates know that this being a candidate-driven market, they'll find another job somewhere else. So that's why it's important to make sure that your onboarding process is as inclusive as possible and get it right. I hear more and more stories where a person shows up to work and they don't get their company computer for 2 weeks. What are they supposed to be working on? They don't get their company car. If I were onboarding today, I would make sure that a person had business cards waiting on their desk the first day that they came to the office. How hard you can get business cards made overnight online. So why aren't you taking those steps? Yes, there's a little bit of an expense, but the more welcome you make a person feel, the better it is to prevent that ghosting situation from happening down the road. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. Appreciate Al, my buddy Emmett, watching on Facebook. And just a reminder, if you're listening to the program, don't be shy about liking and following the page Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano so that you can get updates midweek on any programming changes that we're going to be making as we talk about stories that are coming over the coming weeks. And the next story I want to talk about is business relocation. I've talked a number of times on the program about how we're looking to move our business, and we're in the process of getting that done. But there's a couple of upgrades that you may want to consider if you think you may be moving your office or doing a relocation of some kind. There are a number of businesses here in town who said that, they've had enough, they've waited long enough for Courthouse Square, it's not moving fast enough, they would have to move their business. Many others said that because we got a new mayor and they didn't like who was selected as mayor, that they would move their business because of that. If you're going to move, make sure you're checking on some of these items before you do. Because relocating your business is the perfect time to think about upgrading your services and streamline your operations to help grow your bottom line. And moving a small business can seem like a Herculean task, but there's usually a great reason behind it. You found so much success that your current location no longer suits you. And that's a reason to celebrate. Relocating your business is the perfect time to think about how you can upgrade your services and streamline your business operations in a way that will help you maintain the same momentum and grow your bottom line. So here's a checklist of upgrades to help ensure your move is successful and keeps you leveraging forward. First, you want to get rid of old equipment and purchase more efficient hardware. Many small businesses are bootstrapped, which means they get their start with whatever they can find. This can often mean older, less effective equipment, such as printers, monitors, cash registers, and servers. So consider donating or scrapping all your old hardware and upgrading to better equipment for your new office. And while they may seem like luxury purchases, better computer equipment can amp up your productivity as well as your service to your customers and maybe even save a few dollars on energy use and supplies. Even better, think about how to forego physical equipment altogether. Today's SaaS and cloud solutions may make some of those bulky old equipment like servers and cash registers obsolete. You want to upgrade your services to fit your evolving needs. Few things impact your productivity like a slow internet connection. Even if your internet service is fine for what you have now, a new location may mean more employees or business services, which will eventually mean more strain on your network. Think about upgrading your internet speeds, max bandwidth, and even your phone service. The right business phone service can help your office stay connected to your office phones even if you're out and about. Call forwarding can send calls from your office phone directly to your personal phone, which keeps a level of separation between you and your clients while still giving you all the convenience of a mobile phone. You want to update your look during a move as well. A new location means a fresh start, so embrace the newness of it all and bring a new look to your business and keep it up to date. You can maintain your brand while still updating things like signage, furniture, and packaging. This investment will be a symbol of success to your customers. And you want to give a boost to your business website along the way as well. If you're moving to a new location or opening a second storefront, you have to update all of the online information related to your business. So why not go a step further and update the web design and functionality of your site? Having a second branch gives you the opportunity to double your online presence, increase your search engine optimization, and more. In today's interconnected world, a shift in your physical location should also spell changes to your digital space. Think about adding better customer experience functions, such as the ability to schedule an appointment or order products directly on your site. And don't forget to update your Google My Business site with your new location and hours. And finally, you're going to want to improve your software. If you're going to upgrade your web and phone services, take the chance to upgrade your software too. Better small business software can streamline your workflow and help you maintain your momentum throughout the day. Even small upgrades, like the ability to sign documents digitally or streamline project management, can greatly reduce the amount of time you spend on the everyday tasks to run your business. So be sure to also think about data storage and security. The move to a new location is the perfect time to expand and upgrade. Even a single improvement that helps you stay focused, productive, and efficient can have far-reaching effects on your bottom line. So you're going to want to make sure that you use these tips to reduce the stress of a move and help you stay on top of what matters, which is growing your company. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about how creativity can boost your business in 2019. We'll be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you every Thursday at this time to talk about issues that affect businesses large and small, both here in Hunterdon County and on the national scene as well. Always trying to help you build your business, grow your business, improve your business. That's what this show is about. And again, if you have ever any questions or topics that you want me to discuss, send them to me. You can email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com. Be glad to do some research for you and hopefully get that information on the air to you as quickly as possible. One listener had asked me, is there a way that, you know, when we talk about in the beginning of the program, having goals for the year, growing your business, losing weight, whatever the case may be. And we talk about being specific and measurable and with a time deadline. They say, okay, great, great, great. But how do I do it? How do I do it? And sometimes you have to be creative. So this story is about how to be creative and how creativity can boost your business in 2019. And a lot of times when I say being creative, doing things differently, people say, well, I'm not a creative person. I couldn't possibly do that. One of the things I've started to notice over the past 2 or 3 years is that in my marketing efforts, whenever I do something different, I get the best results. Recently, we started doing whiteboard videos. I want to get to the point where we're doing them almost every Wednesday. We're going to call them Whiteboard Wednesdays, and it'll just be a message, you know, from Crown Trophy. And if you've ever seen the whiteboard videos, it's basically a hand that looks like it's drawing your ad or your message for you. So I want to get into doing more and more of that and having that messaging go out so that people start looking for, oh, it's Whiteboard Wednesday. I've got to check out what, you know, is being said at Crown Trophy. But the response I got from being different, from doing something that was out of the norm, was tremendous. And that's why we want to keep going with it. So there are plenty of ways to stoke your creativity, from taking a vacation to connecting with others in your industry. But if you don't see the value, then you obviously won't prioritize it. Now, it's easy to get stuck in the everyday grind of the business when you're running the show and forget about the importance of good old-fashioned creativity. There are plenty of ways to stoke your creativity, from, again, taking that vacation, but making sure that you're thinking in a creative way. And sometimes things will happen in your business, and it won't seem that important to you. But think about your audience. They may never see something like that. So let's say you own a dress shop and one of your employees one day has like a feather boa and starts parading around the store. You know, videotape that, post it and say, well, we think, you know, Lisa's lost her mind. And but if you need, you know, accessories for your apparel, come on in. It's something different. It's something new. People are going to share it. And what would happen if they shared it, and it became viral and more people came to your store? So you want to be as creative as possible. And again, what seems mundane to you may be fascinating to the viewer. So you have to be adaptable, because the world is changing at a rapid pace, and being able to adapt and keep up will continually be required of any business that wants to succeed. And this is especially important for businesses in the technology industry or any business that relies on the ever-changing technology in our digital world, which is most businesses today. Gerard Puccio, a PhD chair and professor, explains in Creativity, a Skill to Cultivate in the 21st Century. As a learning and development professional in a tech field, you are affected every day by the demands of rapid change. To keep pace, workers at every level must be willing to adapt and learn continually. And I challenge you that that happens in just about every business. That's where creativity comes in, according to Puccio. He says, creativity makes you future-proof. And while it's impossible to precisely predict the jobs of the future, organizations and people who continuously adapt remember to unlearn and relearn. They can survive and thrive. You want to be creative. Now, what have you been hesitant to adapt to? For example, an architect may get all of his work through referrals and think, I don't need social media. Instead of avoiding it, he can find a creative way to test these tools and likely grow his business even more. Once you know how you're not adapting, get creative and find a way to test the waters. You want to be innovative. Part of adapting is innovating along the way. Now, you can adapt to new technology demands, evolving customer needs, and the like, but then you have to be ready to innovate. The good news is this innovation doesn't fall squarely on your shoulders. As a business owner, it's critical that you turn to the tribe of people around you to share in the creativity together. Every employee, business owner, client, and stockholder can be involved and should be involved looking for better ways to improve systems, products, and services. This method of thinking takes a company from good to great to astonishingly fantastic. Companies like Apple, Nissan, and IBM know this, and their employees practice business creativity all the time, explains Ann Gatti, who's a business learning specialist. Be creative. Schedule creative days throughout the quarter or year, perhaps choosing one day each quarter, and dedicate that time to coming up with a new innovative idea to execute in the following quarter. Pull your entire team together for a day of brainstorming and even games and meditation, both of which can inspire everyone's creativity. And, of course, you're going to have to do some problem solving along the way, which requires creative thinking, especially when you're up against a challenge that you just can't seem to figure out. You can use creativity to encourage yourself and your employees to approach a problem from a variety of angles, allowing you to be more efficient at solving them. This is called creative problem solving, and there are a few key components to it, according to MindTools. First, you have to be divergent, and convergent thinking has to be balanced. Ask problems as questions. When you rephrase problems and challenges as open-ended questions with multiple possibilities, it's easier to come up with solutions. Defer or suspend judgment. Focus on yes and rather than no but. Being creative, you can help cultivate the skills of creative problem solving with many employee challenges. Cat Media shares a fun way to do this. Give the employees a certain problem or task and have them solve it in numerous ways. It's important that your employees are challenged a little bit every day. Too little of a challenge will cause boredom, but too much will cause stress. It's important to find a healthy balance. And above all, you want to learn a lesson from all of this. And we have to make mistakes to learn lessons, and creativity allows us to make those mistakes. The more you seek out and encourage creativity in your company, the more risk you're taking and of seeing those flops. But the insight those failures can provide will inevitably lead to bigger, bolder thinking going forward, suggests Meredith Wood, the editor-in-chief at Fundera. By encouraging creativity, you're giving yourself and your employees a chance to make mistakes that are critical for learning. Yet, as Wood says, you can give up after 2 or 3 minutes, stick with what you know, and be stuck forever in a cycle of mediocrity. But that's not how a business grows. As Wood says, there are lessons to be learned in moments of failure that couldn't be gleaned in any other way. Be creative. Host a hackathon in your office, and this can be done in the traditional sense with your tech team or non-traditionally with other teams. For example, give the sales team a challenge. They have to use whatever creative ideas they can to figure out in a set period of time, say 8 hours. This reminds them that the importance of creativity can't be underestimated, but that failing is okay too. Now for 2019, get creative. Bring more creativity into your business in 2019 to stay competitive. Encourage your employees to come up with new, fresh ideas, either for marketing existing products or coming up with new ones. And use those ideas to implement with your employees or to do it by yourself. But whatever you do, don't let the grind of being a business owner stop you from engaging this critical skill. The more creativity you allow, the greater your potential for growth. I want to talk about Instagram for just a minute and three benefits of advertising on that platform. Now, beyond selfies and food pics, get your small business in front of 1 billion monthly active users with Instagram ads. Great advertising not only entails well-written content, but also stimulating and engaging visuals. Instagram is everything visual, from Insta stories to photos and videos, and it's become a very popular platform for businesses as well. As of June 2018, Instagram has 1 billion monthly active users and can be an excellent platform to advertise your small business. Here's why. You have specific targeting options, a variety of ad types, custom ad objectives. Instagram ads are like Facebook with their precise targeting options for audiences. This way you are not wasting your money on audiences that will never translate into customers. You can target your audience by location, interests, custom audiences, automated targeting, demographics, behaviors, and lookalike audiences. You can learn more about each of these targeting options once you get into Instagram and by Googling some of this information, but make sure you're using this platform. There are a variety of ad types that you can run resembling Facebook. You can run ads featuring photos, videos, carousels, stories, and collections. And this process is quite user-friendly and makes it easy to select the right type of ad for the right type of audience. In this way, you can create the perfectly customized ad that fits your business's vision and goals. You can purchase, run, and track the ads within the Instagram app or an ads manager by working with an Instagram partner. And you want to do custom ad objectives. Like Facebook, there are several ad objectives to choose from for your ads. These ad objectives align with your business's goals and what action you'd like your targeted audience to ultimately take. For example, if you are simply wanting to get more views of your business and raise awareness about your brand, you would choose brand awareness as the objective. Several other options are reach, traffic, engagement, app installs, video views, lead generation, messages, conversions, and more. If your audience is more visually inclined, then you may want to consider Instagram ads to give your online marketing that extra boost. If you're familiar with Facebook advertising, then creating and optimizing Instagram ads will be an easy transition. If this is the first type of social media advertising you'll be investing in, then you want to make sure you do your research and constantly try to improve and learn more as you go to make the next ad even better than the first. In sports, in NFL football, it's divisional weekend with Indianapolis playing Kansas City in the AFC first game and the Rams playing Dallas in the NFC. That action takes place on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the Chargers will play the Patriots and the Eagles after the now famous double-doink field goal attempt by the Bears for the win that missed will play the Saints. That on Sunday. In NCAA football, Clemson defeated top-seeded Alabama Monday night 44-16 in the national championship game. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe it can help you in yours. As he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim, or you can connect on yahoo.com, or you can connect me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. I'm Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Before boarding Air Force One, President Trump was talking to reporters today at the White House. The president is heading to McAllen, Texas, where he will tour border facilities and meet with agents. The president has said time and time again that Mexico would help pay for some of the wall for border security. The president explains those comments.
They are paying for it with the incredible deal we made called the United States, Mexico, and Canada USMCA deal. It's a trade deal. It has to be approved by Congress.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues his trip to the Middle East. Thursday in Cairo, the Secretary of State says the U.S. will continue to target terrorists around the world.
America will not retreat until the terror fight is over. We will labor tirelessly alongside you to defeat ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other jihadists that threaten our security and yours.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne.
At Synagenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.